Welcome to the Real Facts on Real Estate podcast, presented by Sean Patrick Maloney. In this series, we educate real estate agents on how to find success in the industry and grow their wealth to six-figure commissions and beyond. Now here's your host, Sean Maloney.
Welcome to episode 107, Providing Exceptional Value. I'm your host, Sean Patrick Maloney. Thanks for joining me this week. This week, I want to talk to you about working with clients and what the difference between a salesperson and a mentor is, or a salesperson and a guide, a salesperson and anything else. We are all salespersons by license in Massachusetts and many other states, some of us brokers, but the truth is we really need to understand what it is we do in order to build great relationships, in order to be successful in real estate. So today we're going to talk all about providing exceptional value and what it means in the real estate industry. Because remember, clients do not need another salesperson, they need a guide. Learn to first find their pains and pleasures, and you'll learn to provide exceptional value. What I mean by this is everybody hires a person to help them with any situation because they are either fearing of a pain or they're looking for a pleasure. They're looking to fill the need and desire for something else, or they're looking to stop something from getting worse, whether it be that their house is costing them too much money a month or their house isn't providing them with enough place to live. These are the most important things for us as salespeople and guides to understand right out the gate is what is it that our client is trying to accomplish? What is it that they are trying to avoid? And once we can find that and we indicate that, we can now work together in harmony because they can understand the value we're going to provide and we can understand where we can provide the value. When we're just sending them out a simple, maybe we're working with a client trying to find a home to buy, we just at random send them out listings because they need three bedrooms versus understanding the reason they need three bedrooms is really they needed two, but they were hoping to have one as an office. See, if I understood their pain point of needing an office, I could have understood that there were certain houses that had sections in the house. Maybe they could have been sectioned off. Maybe they had a room called a bonus room that wasn't quite a bedroom. Maybe they had a little bit of like a breakfast nook area where a bar counter could be set up to be a desk office area. We don't know, but without discussing these things further with our clients, without having those original buyer interactions that a lot of people miss, we wouldn't know this. So remember, with both buyers and sellers, one of the first things you want to do is sit down with them and talk about exactly why they are doing what they're doing. Why are you selling? Where are you going? What is your next thing? To find out, remember, maybe somebody says to you, okay, Sean, I'm moving from Boston to Atlanta. Okay, I want to find out, are they ready to do that? I want to help them with the referral for the agent over in Atlanta. When I can provide value above and beyond, because remember, if they just call me and said they're selling, I put the house up for sale later on in the transaction, they're freaking out, and I'm like, what's wrong? They're like, I don't know what to do. I have to find a house in Atlanta, and you already sold my house. So by having asked those questions up front, I'm doing my entire job, collecting my due diligence, my knowledge of why the client needs to do what they're doing or what they're trying to accomplish. Because make sure when you're communicating with clients or leads to understand them. It's all about them. If you cannot figure out your own value, then why will they? So if we can't figure out what we're going to provide them for value other than just a home search, you can call yourself Zillow, you can call yourself truly a Redfin, MLS. That's not what our job is. Our job is, yes, to connect them with properties, but our job goes far beyond that. If you're just simply setting up an auto email through your MLS provider or through some other syndication provider, you are not an agent. You're just sitting there waiting, and you're going to be sitting there waiting for a long time because, yes, will you get lucky sometimes when the market's fat? You'll get buyers when you spend your money and you buy leads. Yeah, you can end up with it. But when it comes to true organic growth, like a real business, growing into a massive size agent where you have team members and you have all sorts of deals from referrals to listings to buyers, rentals and rentees and all the other things that go on, that takes building relationships. And building relationships is all about providing value. Whether it be that you have an expert contractor list locally that you refer people to, or you're a restaurant guide, you have discount memberships to gyms, whatever little pieces of value you can slowly but surely string together, you suddenly have a whole value proposition. You have a whole entire difference in how you do business versus everybody else in the industry, which is then going to push more people to you. Because remember, if you're the person who understands the industry better, lots of times you can make things happen. For example, recently I had a deal here in the office. that was a 203K and it was going to die and it was going to fall apart. And why was it going to fall apart? Because the lender said so. They said that the paperwork was bad and it wasn't going to work out, even though they were instructing us on what to do. When my agent reached out to me and informed me of this situation, I told them that I would like to look further into it and speak with some other people. When we went and we looked into it, it turned out to be that lender's problem. So now we moved to a different lender. I can tell you guys that this client is going to be an advocate for us. You know why? Because they thought they weren't going to get the house of their dreams. They thought they saw that value eroding. They saw their dreams falling apart. And we stepped in and said, hey, listen, you didn't just hire a regular agent. You hired a Move Mentor. You hired somebody from Move Mentum Realty who we work under some of the strictest guidelines of studying in the industry. We're paying attention to things like that. I know that that was the lender's fault. Yes, I am not a lender, but I am going to get you over there to a great lender, and they're going to tell you whether this is them or this is you. And truth came out that it was the other people. So that exceptional value we provided our client, now we have a raving fan. When they close on the house, they're going to tell all their friends and family, even if they don't say use us, they're going to tell them the story. They're going to tell them about what went on. They're going to tell them about how it almost fell apart. And then in walks the hero agent who said, you know, this isn't right. This isn't real. We need to change this, and got it done. So when you provide value that's outside the box, you provide value beyond opening the door, sending the listing, going to the open house, realizing that your friends and family don't just owe you a certain percentage of their real estate transaction because they transact in the marketplace you work, but understanding that you're not only going to help them, but you're going to make sure that the value you provide them with is more than they pay you in intrinsic value, in actual value, in the value of time, all the different values that are out there. You're going to check off every box because you're going to give it your all. Also realizing sometimes in providing value, it's about self-enrichment. It's about self-study. It's about growth. If you're the agent that just sits back, waits for deals, doesn't read, doesn't do blogs, doesn't do training, doesn't go to seminars, all that, you may be broken when it comes to you really don't have any value. You need to build value. Value doesn't just show up. You need to build your value up so that you have resources. Say, for instance, if you were to look at the same situation, two agents right next to each other, they may have two different opinions on how it could go down. But the truth is, the one agent who didn't do the studying, they're not going to have a real opinion. They're just going to try to scramble to figure out how to get it done. Where the other agent who's been attending the training seminars and all that is going to say, well, if you did this or you did that, these are some different options we have, and that's how we're going to go about it. When people work with us in real estate, they really, really don't know too much a lot of times. It's not a bad thing, but they're hiring you as a professional, and they're thinking that when they hire you as an industry professional that you must be up to date on all your standards and how everything is done. So don't let them down. The big thing to remember nowadays, and I know folks like you, you understand because you're here listening to a podcast right now. You wouldn't be if you didn't understand. But awakening yourself to the idea of podcasts, YouTube channels, books, all that. Remember, we're a product of what we put in, we put out, right? So if you're sitting there watching MTV all day long, Cribs, and you think that that's real estate, and then you're watching HGTV Home and Garden, checking out how they sell houses, that's not real estate, folks. That's video. That's TV. Treat your clients like that. It won't last too long. Your clients want a higher value than that. So when trying to convince a lead that you're the only option for them, you need to stand out. Making sure to show them the value before they sign on the dotted line can build you the trust and start you off on the right foot. You don't want to always have it be, once you sign this agreement form, once you show me your pre-approval, once you this, once you that. We're in a different world, folks. Things work fast now. They're going to show you those documents. They're going to work with you. But sometimes you have to understand that the market is a lot more fast-paced in denying listings, denying leads, denying all these different things. Can you believe that in 2021, we still have agents that require accompanied only when it's not necessary? I do understand sometimes it's necessary, but when it's not necessary in a busy marketplace and they turn down showings on a Saturday or Sunday when there's an offer due on Monday morning for the offer deadline, do not be that person. I can guarantee you when your people find out or look back, they're going to look at the value you provided them. If you can't give your people appropriate time, Reach out to someone else in your office. Reach out and say, hey, do you mind standing in for an open house? You can have the buyer's list. Hey, do you mind standing in as a secondary on my open house list? If anyone shows up unrepresented, you can work with them on an offer. Agree upon it, get it there, but make sure you're showing that value to your clients. They hired you to sell their home. They hired you to buy the home. They did not hire you to sit back on your couch until you call them as if it's a 911 center or an Uber and now it's time to show up. They're not supposed to be sitting there. You're supposed to be up and over your client's shoulder, sending them things, suggesting things, and then reaching out when there's nothing and saying, hey, I know you guys haven't heard from me in a bit. I do promise I'm looking. There's not much going on. I want to just run through a quick little rundown, some value content things, and then we'll close this one out. When people think about value, they think about how much did I pay for the house? That's about one of the only places, or how quickly do we sell it? I want you to start thinking way outside the box. I mentioned some earlier, but I'm just going to list down some things that you could do. Setting up a first-time home buyer or a local home buyer packet, getting local coupons, menus, guides, everything about the local town information, maybe gym membership discounts, all different things like that. Maybe you're a cook and you cook a lot of things and you have great recipes. You would maybe share them with your clients. Maybe you're an expert yoga person or a workout instructor. Maybe you put out a fitness plan each week for your clients. Maybe you're an expert fisherman, or maybe you're a hockey player. Maybe you put out the local sports schedule. Maybe you put out where the different fishing spots are. Maybe you just like to go to the beach. Maybe you put out where the local beach accesses are. Maybe you're a boater. Maybe you put out the tide chart. Maybe you put out how to get a mooring in a town. Maybe you put out information on local great boating spots to visit. There are so many different places, and I always hear people come up with an objection. What I want you to do is if you have an objection, you don't think you have value, I want you to drop it in the comments and you say what you don't think you have value. Tell me a little bit about yourself and I'll find your value for you. I challenge you to that because I can guarantee you if you're getting paralysis through analysis, it's time to stop, restart, and get moving, because sitting back and doing nothing is certainly not providing value. If you haven't yet already done so, make sure to smash that subscribe button. Make sure to tell your friends and family about the podcast. Anyone getting into real estate, in real estate, really appreciate all of them. Check out our website, our blog, as well as our Facebook group and newsletter, all under realfactsonrealestate.com. I really appreciate all you guys. Have a great week, and let me know if you have any questions.